This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you. From daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between. Because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
97.1 FM Talk. On demand audio.
Yeah, well, I don't think he talked about sending U.S. troops to complete the job of destroying Hamas. That's our commitment. That's our job, and we're absolutely committed to it. And I also don't think he said that he's going to fund it. He said that neighboring states, wealthy states, would do it. But the actual idea of allowing first Gazans who want to leave to leave, I mean, what's wrong with that? They can leave, they can then come back, they can relocate and come back, but you have to rebuild Gaza. If you want to rebuild Gaza, you can't have... This is the first good idea that I've heard. It's a remarkable idea, and I think it should be really pursued, examined, pursued, and done, because I think it will create a different future for everyone.
Yeah, Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu there yesterday with Sean Hannity talking about this idea that the president's floated that has been attacked from all sides, I think, at this point, except by the Prime Minister of Israel. Everyone is talking about it. Christian Daytok on the phone with us right now, White House reporter for the Washington Examiner. Christian, good morning.
Good morning, Mark. Thanks for having me on today to talk about a contentious issue, it sounds like.
Yeah, no kidding. I mean, thanks for getting up early and doing this. We always appreciate that. I started to read your article there in the Washington Examiner about this, and did not know that the president has considered now using the tariff tool against the countries that are opposed to this.
Well, that was a new development from Wednesday. I spoke to Mike Waltz, the National Security Advisor, on the driveway of the White House about this. And, you know, it would have been an easy opportunity for him to say no. He spoke to us about tariffs the day before in regard to Canada and Mexico. And he left the door open. He said flat out the president views tariffs as a key tool in his foreign policy arsenal. And I think that sort of speaks to just how quickly this proposal came into being. You know, he might have discussed it with Mr. Netanyahu ahead of that press conference, but the idea that, you know, we could be rebuilding Gaza, we could be forcing the Arab nations to take on these resettled Palestinian refugees, despite their very public opposition to the idea, It's sort of startling, and it's even caught some of the people in this White House off guard.
Yeah, you know, he's often used big ideas like this as a jumping off point or sort of a negotiating tool. And I kind of wonder when he announced this, I was as shocked by it as anyone else. When you talk about taking over or owning something, it's a financial stake, it sounds like. Questions were raised about whether or not we'd have the right to do this. I heard Pete Hegseth yesterday answering questions about whether U.S. troops would be involved. I mean, it really hasn't gotten that far. He basically just threw this out there, and what we're listening to now is the reaction from countries that have always and only supported a two-state solution, correct?
That is correct. And I just think the speed with which this developed, you're watching not only the Trump White House, but other nations sort of react to this in real time. Of course, Saudi Arabia put out a press release before the press conference was even over that President Trump had with Prime Minister Netanyahu. And it's 4 o'clock in the morning over there. So everyone is sort of keyed into this. And I think the point you just raised about this being a potential trial balloon by President Trump, we do know that is how he likes to operate. He likes to test out new policy ideas, workshop it in real time in the public eye, whether that's on Twitter or at a press conference or anything like that. And when it comes to gaining leverage, the more bombastic of an idea he puts out there, perhaps, you know, the more willing our allies in the region might be to work with us once you start scaling that back a little bit behind closed doors. So, you know, Donald Trump has an unconventional negotiating style, but if you look at the discussions with Canada and Mexico, even if they didn't necessarily yield major new developments when it comes to, declarations and commitments that they've put forward to border security in the past, it's something that he can turn to his base and say, look at the progress I'm making on this issue. I am the top negotiator in the West. And, there's a reason you put me in the White House.
Yeah, it's true. Christian Detok, my guest, White House reporter for the Washington Examiner. Before we get off this subject, I just have to say, I could see Trump throwing this out there, hearing the immediate criticism from Saudi Arabia, for example, which is flush with cash, and his response being, well, if you don't like this idea, why don't you step in and offer to rebuild Gaza? Somebody's got to do it. It's not going to fall on the Israelis. I don't think the Israelis have any interest in going in and cleaning out all that rubble and rebuilding it. Maybe he's trying to push some of these regional powers, these Arab powers, into making an offer here. I wonder.
It's certainly a possibility. And I do think one thing that we can 100% bank on is that Donald Trump is approaching the situation in the Middle East in a very different way, not only from American leaders, but just from, you know, the standpoint of virtually every dignitary involved in Middle East relations. And let's not forget, you know, he developed a relationship with Saudi Arabia that had sort of, you know, dissolved once he left office when President Biden was in there. So he wants to normalize relations between Israel and the other Middle East and other Arab countries. I'm not sure this is a positive step in that direction, but it's certainly an interesting opening salvo he's got in this new dance that all of these leaders will be playing for the next 4 years.
You heard the Biden administration for so long, Kamala Harris, when she was running for president, sitting there trying to say, well, we need a two-state solution. Well, it's so obvious that that just wouldn't work. So, I mean, what kind of are the vibes you're getting now with the Trump administration? Because obviously that's not even an option on the table that Trump's trying to suggest as a solution to what's going on there.
You know, Kim, I'm actually not so sure the Trump administration has totally abandoned a two-state solution. I think what we're seeing right now is President Trump trying to keep his options open. I mean, he was pushing a two-state solution during his first term in office ahead of the Abraham Accords, and I'm not sure his thinking has changed entirely on that subject. What has changed is the escalation of this conflict between Hamas and Israel. And when you talk to folks at the White House, be it Mike Waltz or Steve Witkoff, the special envoy to the Middle East, what they are adamantly focusing on right now is the immediate prospects for the advancement of the ceasefire.
Yeah.
I think they're trying to not get ahead of themselves because, one lesson that Jared Kushner learned on behalf of Donald Trump, and I think has extended to Steve Witkoff, his father, is that we can't take any of these peace proceedings for granted. Things can fall down at a moment's notice. There was great progress with the Abraham Accords, but then again, you get a change of power, a switching of the administration, and you know that accord, that brokered peace agreement, the normalization of relations, that really backslid to the point to where we are now, you know, trying to end a war rather than, you know, open up trade between countries.
Yeah, I can see that.
So the Trump administration They haven't come out and said, we support a two-state solution. We absolutely don't support a two-state solution. I think Donald Trump, even though we're seeing him sort of negotiate in public, is ultimately playing his long-term plans a little closer to the vest here.
True. Christian Daytok with us. He's got an article at the Washington Examiner right now talking about the possibility of the president using tariffs to try to force Saudi Arabia or Jordan or some of these other Arab countries to take Palestinian refugees. You know, Christian, I had Lucas Tomlinson on from Fox yesterday. He was at the White House, and I asked him this question. I'd love to get your thoughts on it. What kind of a otherworldly paradigm shift have you experienced in the White House press briefing room between what you were getting under the Biden administration and now Caroline Leavitt and all of the access the press is now getting to Donald Trump?
Low-carb keto yo-yo diets, GLP-1 injections, but you're never going to lose weight if your liver is clogged with fat. So what can you do? It's simple. Almased. Almased is a natural superfood protein shake that uses natural amino acids and bioactive peptides to help unclog your liver and optimize your metabolism so it's easier to lose weight. And it's been scientifically proven to preserve muscle mass. Join millions who have transformed their lives with Almased. Find out more and see the university studies at almased.com. That's almased.com.
Do you believe you were wrongfully terminated for speaking up against your employer? Wilshire Law Firm isn't afraid to go up against corporate giants and will protect you every step of the way. Get justice and feel safe. Call the experts at Wilshire Law Firm at 1-800-800-3333.
What's up, NBA fans? It's Danny Green here. For those who want an inside look at the league through the eyes of a three-time champion, check out my podcast, Inside the Green Room. New episodes drop every week. Be sure to subscribe to Inside the Green Room on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
You just said paradigm shift. I think that's a great way to describe it. I mean, there were doubts about Caroline before she entered this role, and I think she has pretty effectively batted the majority of them down. I don't want to, you know, nitpick specific questions on or answers that Karine Jean-Pierre gave us, but I think one of the problems that she was faced with was she was kept out of meetings by the top Biden advisory team. And that was a conscious decision. They thought, well, if she doesn't have answers on some of these tough questions, she can't lie about it. She can't, you know, blow up our spot, so to speak. And it really sort of hindered her from the get-go. It's pretty clear that Caroline is involved in virtually every top-line conversation at the White House. You saw Donald Trump during that executive order signing ceremony yesterday, you know, call her out ahead of some of the congressmen and the industry leaders who were, integral in this push for them to, quote, keep men out of women's sports. It's clear Donald Trump is leaning on her as one of his top advisors, and it shows with how prepared she is in the briefing room.
Yeah, it shows. Her preparation definitely shows. I watched the entire briefing yesterday, and it was pretty impressive. Christian Daytok, listen, I always appreciate people willing to get up at this hour and help us out here. Thank you.
No problem, guys. Have a great day.
Yeah, take care of yourself. Washington Examiner, White House reporter there. Trump is wielding these tariffs in a lot of different ways, right? Not just on immigration, but on foreign policy here. You're not going to do what we want? Well, we can play with that if you want. Now, you don't want to get too pushy with Saudi Arabia or oil's suddenly $100 a barrel again. So I don't know where that goes. But it is something that they've floated out there.
Get more at 971talk.com.